This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, two key players from Team WHL will join us heading into the CIBC Canada-Russia series. Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram and Brandon Wheat Kings sniper Stelios Mathios both will take on the Russians in Kamloops and Vancouver, and they're coming up. Kelowna Rockets shook things up this week, making a coaching change. Adam Foote, the new man in charge, will be our guest. And Calgary Hitmen captain Mark Kastelic is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. We'll hear from him to close out the show. Well, Team WHL picked up a big addition this week with Jared Anderson-Dolan being reassigned to the Spokane Chiefs by the LA Kings. He's been named to the Team WHL roster on a squad that is solid from top to bottom. Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram is projected to be an NHL first-round selection this summer. He'll be a key member on the Team WHL blue line. Dan O'Connor has more.
Thanks, John. Now, with Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants, when you look at the top of the standings right now, you're going to see the Vancouver Giants both in the conference and in the division. I know it's still early, but how gratifying is it for you and the players to look at the standings and see your name at the very top?
Yeah, it's cool for sure, especially for some of the guys that have been around here when they're it's quite opposite. The name's been at the bottom. So it's good, but we got to protect what we have. And so that's what's been going on lately. We're just worrying about protecting being up there.
You got some great news last week, learning that you were going to represent the Western Hockey League at the Canada-Russia series presented by CIBC. Can you just speak to that honor and kind of what it means to you to showcase yourself and the Vancouver Giants in those two games, one of which will be taking place in Langley?
Yeah, it's pretty cool for sure. Definitely to have one at home in the rink I play 34 games in or whatever it is pretty cool just in front of our own fans. But also for myself, yeah, it's pretty cool to get recognized like that. Obviously, I'm a younger guy still in the league, so to get that accolade is pretty cool for me. And I am extremely humbled and honored to get the chance to represent the WHL.
To share that honor with David Tendick as well, I mean, that's just got to be so cool for you to, you know, have some familiar faces in that room, but one of which whom you share a locker room with on a daily basis. I mean, a very deserving honor for him as well.
Yeah, Dave's been great for us since he came in last year and took away the starting job from Kubik. So it's great for him to get recognized as one of the top guys because he's definitely worked hard and he's definitely proved that.
To be at home now for a long stretch, Bowen, almost a full calendar month before you go back on the road again, how valuable is this time to kind of get a bit more rest, to spend some time playing at home?
Yeah, it's important for all of us. You know, it's always nice playing at home ice, sleeping in your own bed after games. So it's huge for us just to recuperate a little bit this next couple weeks here. I think we have two full weeks of practices, so that'll be good for the team, just kind of ironing things out and getting ready to go again.
For yourself and the confidence that you just take away from the start to your season, you know, as of late especially, the offensive numbers have been there, but I mean, just a collective effort defensively, one of the lowest goals against in the entire league. How much pride do you and the entire defense corps take in that stat?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. We've had some injuries too, so it's definitely shows our depth at the back end and how hard we compete back there, because we've been doing a pretty good job throughout the season, and when we hold one of the best goals against records in the WHL, it's pretty cool. So yeah, we definitely all take pride in that, and it's something that we look at quite often and say, wow, we're doing a good job. But there's always things to improve on, so we just got to keep working on those.
And lastly, Bowen, just a thought about the upcoming weekend. Seattle on Saturday, Brandon on Sunday, two very difficult opponents looming for the Vancouver Giants.
I think we got to focus on ourselves more than we got to focus on them. When we play our game, we play hard. There's not very many teams to compete with us, I don't think. So, yeah, we gotta work hard, and we got to be ready to go for both those games.
Thank you very much, Bowen Byram. Appreciate your time. Congrats on a great start to the season.
Thanks, Dan.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
He's a former first overall WHL Bantam draft pick of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Now 19, Stelios Mathios is in the top 10 in league scoring, averaging a goal a game early in the season. He'll also be a featured forward on Team WHL. Brandon Crowe has more.
With Stelios Mathios, a member of Team WHL for the Canada-Russia series coming up in November. And obviously, Stelios, another opportunity for you to showcase yourself for the World Junior Team. How much of that plays into your motivation factor?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was happy to be named and looking forward to the opportunity and, you know, obviously want to make the most of it and really excited for it.
When you play against an opponent like the Russians, things are a little different, are they not? What sort of things do you have to do to be successful in those games?
Yeah, they're always competitive games. You know, they kind of play a different style, but, you know, the way I play shouldn't really change. And, you know, I want to be consistent both games and, you know, play 200 feet and you know, put my best foot forward.
You and I talked about it earlier this month about how you're playing for a contract right now with Carolina. You know, when you talk about that, is it a daily thought process for you? I mean, I know that's the next step in your career.
Yeah, it's definitely in the back of my mind, but, you know, as I want to be a pro one day, you know, a lot of guys have to go through that when they're playing, and you know, I just gotta put that behind me and focus on being as best player as I can be.
Are you happy with the start you've had to the season personally?
Yeah, I'm happy. I think the team's done pretty well, and we're looking to build off that. And personally, pretty much the same.
Your wrist and your hand, everything's kind of back to 100%. Do you notice a big difference for you in handling the puck and shooting?
Yeah, absolutely. Mostly shooting. Before, kind of just couldn't grip my stick as well. Couldn't really win battles as well or face-offs. And my shot definitely wasn't as hard. And now it's feeling a lot better. It's feeling 100%. So it's kind of nice to have that back.
Lastly, what would it mean to you to be able to pull on that Hockey Canada sweater at Christmas time this year?
Well, I mean, everything. It's... you know, was a dream growing up of mine. Every year around Christmas time, my family would get together and we'd always be watching World Juniors together. And, you know, that's a lot of dreams would be coming true by just playing.
Stanley, best of luck.
Thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Two-time Stanley Cup winner and Olympic gold medalist Adam Foote is the new head coach with the Kelowna Rockets. Foote's son Nolan is an 18-year-old forward on the team, while Cal Foote turned pro this season after 3 years in Kelowna. Regan Bartel has more with the new Rockets bench boss.
Adam, did you ever think you'd be coaching major junior hockey?
Well, I didn't think I'd be coaching this year or the next year in major junior. I thought maybe there in the future I may go that route. I mean, there were some offers in the last 3 years in the dub for that position, but I just wasn't ready to take it, you know, where my kids were at. And this was one of those things that definitely, it just didn't, you know, when I first heard it, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. But a lot of thought went into it, and it took a few days to decide.
It's ideal because you have a home here in Kelowna. Your son plays for the Kelowna Rockets. You really can't get a better place to cut your teeth at the CHL level.
No, I mean, this is a special, like you said, a better place for the community, how they support the team and, you know, what the Rockets are about, the culture they've built. And it's, like you said, there's no better place to do this. There's a lot of great junior cities for sure. They're all different in their own way, but this is definitely a special place.
What do you hope to accomplish in your first year?
I'm going to have fun. I mean, I've talked to guys without experience, and just to see the difference in coaching here and in the NHL, just get as much input as I can. And, you know, I'm going to have fun. I mean, there's going to be accountability, but there's no need to embarrass a kid or make a kid feel shame. I think those days in our society are over, and I'm glad they are. I want to communicate well. I want it to be an open concept, an open office. They're going to be responsible for what they can control, effort, you know, applying some structure. And they're not going to be responsible for what they can't control. For example, you know, we're working on a new system and they haven't had enough reps. We're not going to, you know, they're just going to take some time. They're going to make mistakes on the ice. They're kids. It's junior hockey. That's why we love it. That's why we love college football. High score games. I mean, heavy, I call it heavy. We don't have to go heavy on it. We just keep it consistent so there's no mixed messages and we're talking in straight lines.
Do you have to make a lot of alterations in the way the team is currently playing?
I'm more of a detail guy. Then I'm not going to compare myself to any coach out there. I'm just going to, at this level, and you know, being around my kids and coaching youth hockey and coaching U16 a lot, and there's just friendly reminders and constantly, and there's kids on this team that love goals, and we just have to teach them when they can sniff, when they can cheat, when they can go for it, and when we have to hold the lead, where we don't want to lose a game. And you got to love those guys that want the goals, you know, and they want to cheat. But we're here to help guide them, and I got to just watch what I do and not over. They're going to be nervous enough. I don't want to overdo it.
Is there a lot of pressure? Because when you throw your name out there, everybody knows you in the hockey circles. Is there pressure for you to have success with this team and to not to fail?
Well, I mean, I think when you take that coaching role, coaching job, it's you're alone on an island when you're losing. And, you know, when things are great, you know, there's some free coffee out there. The biggest thing I want to do moving forward is just because I've watched so much of these guys is I want to get to know them and I want to give them a clean slate and not be so judgmental on past, you know, things I've seen. And I think that's only fair.
What's going to give you the leg up where there's going to be, hopefully, knock on wood, success?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be easy. No, I mean, I have to keep an open mind. These guys have to feel healthy in the room. They have to feel they can come in. We can have discussion and communicate well. I think that's key. And again, they are going to be responsible for what they can control. And the things they can't control, I don't want them to feel shame. I don't want them to feel bad about it. We'll go to the drawing board and try to help them out.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Calgary Hitmen forward Mark Kastelic has been named the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. 8 points, including 5 goals and 3 assists, as the Hitmen won a trio of games.
It's a great feeling. It was a big honor and something I couldn't have done without my teammates here by my side. And I think my definitely my line mates and everybody on the ice helped contribute to my personal success. So I can't really take too much personal credit, but it definitely feels good.
Kastelic out of Phoenix, Arizona, is the captain of the Hitmen this season. He's off to a good start.
When I get on the ice, I just try to honestly work hard and do my best and playing with confidence and just try to have little mental goals that I try to check off throughout the game, and it's been paying off so far and hopefully can contribute to more success and helping the team win as well.
Kastelic is a former second-round WHL Bantam pick in the 2014 WHL Bantam Draft. It's the first time he's won the Player of the Week award. And that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to a trio of guys this week, Dan O'Connor, Brandon Crow, and Regan Bartel for their help. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.